You turn then to page 1314 on your in your pew Bibles. You'll find the reading, and as I have been praying about what to bring as a message, this particular passage was brought to me, but also I'll share in a moment. Let's read. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. God will bless that reading of his word to us. This past week, I think it was the night before last, we were sleeping, but then there was this beep, 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 beep. It wasn't as regular as that, and what is that? And it took a little while to recognize what it was. When you hear that noise, it's a kind of warning sign about something. And then I realized we have a carbon monoxide alarm. Oh no, is that what's happening? So the problem was it was dark. And I said to Sandy, do you know where the torch is? She said, where I left it. Okay. Okay. I hoped I hadn't moved it. Well, it was where it should have been. But for me to get there, I was fumbling in the dark. It was a bad experience to try and find. And I discovered that it was the carbon monoxide that had gone, but what had happened was that the power had gone off. And so it warned that the power had been disconnected, so it was going to continue as long as the power was off. Well, that was not a good thing either. So then the next thing was I had to unplug it from the wall, and it still continued because it has a battery in. And the power was off anyway. So I had to fumble for the torch and got the torch to see what I was doing. And then I could see what I had to do, but I couldn't do it. And the problem was the torch hadn't been used for a while. And guess what? It started to fade. So I switch it off, switch it back on, and there was a surge of power, and he could see a little bit. And Anyway, eventually I did manage to disconnect it, so we were not alarmed anymore. Although, in doing so, I woke the house. I woke everyone else in the house. The point I'm making is that we don't realize how much we depend upon the light until we don't have it. True? You know, one of the things that I would like to ask you, and you just stop and think for a moment about everything that we have that depends upon light. Can you name some things to me now? I want you to answer me. You know, not a congregation that remains silent, but a congregation that speaks out. You can say hallelujah if you want, but no. Tell me, what things do we depend upon for light? What? Sorry? Light in the stairway, yeah.
Reading,
light for reading, yeah.
So,
fridge, yeah. When you, yeah.
Our sight,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I think there's something that you use every day that depends upon light. That maybe you don't even think about it. Nobody's mentioned it yet. Cooking, okay. Yeah, you need light to cook.
Plants
need light. I'm sure everybody in their home has a television set. There would be a blank screen if there was no light. Right? In medicine, light is used in all kinds of ways today. You mentioned fiber optics. There are so many laser. The way in which diagnostics are done. Computer screens. Light. Light is such an important part of life that we don't really think too much about it. But light is important. And John says, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. One of the things I remember, not too long ago, we went to see the African Children's Choir. If any of you have ever seen the African Children's Choir, they are a lively bunch of children who have been orphaned and are being taken care of. And they tour Canada, they tour different groups, tour different parts of the world, and they sing. And one of the songs that they sing is Walk in the Light. Does anybody know that song? I'm not going to ask you to sing it. Walk in the Light. And, you know, the fact was that when it was nighttime and it was dark, I'm not very good. And I certainly appreciate how some people, I'm amazed at how some people manage to get along with restricted sight. But, you know, we need to recognize that God wants us to walk in the light. We do need the light. If we use light far more today than ever was. We have advanced so much in many ways that our days are not restricted by daylight. That we are still able to work in light at night time, in the evening time, because we have light. And I've entitled the message today, The Walk. The Walk. It's interesting to recognize that the Bible talks a lot about walking. It also talks about running, but we're not running a race. It's important to learn to walk before you can run, right? But we need to understand what the Bible tells us about walking, about the walk, about the way in which we walk. It's always interesting to see a little one who is just beginning to walk. They have got around in various methods of getting around until eventually they find their balance and they can feel their feet and they can take one step in front of the other. They begin to walk. And without realizing, each one of us, as we are walking, we may not know, but we walk in faith. Because we believe that if I take one step, that the next leg is going to hold me. So I take the next step and I put my weight on that and so on. We depend, we trust that our legs are going to hold us. It is sad when some people are not able to anymore. There was one man who was crying out on Friday. I had to go and spend some time with him because he was upset that his leg had given way and it didn't have the strength that he had just an hour earlier. Sometimes we take things for granted. But we need to be a people who have the walk. Now, my experience when I worked at one time, and I'll explain that sometimes when I see a person walking, I will recognize something about that person because of what my experience tells me. Sometimes, and it was more so in the UK than here, because I'm not sure how available they are here. But when one of my jobs when I was in the Ministry of Health in Nottingham, in England, I worked in an artificial limb center. And so I noticed the walk that some people had. They tried to walk normally, but there was something that I could identify about their walk because they were using an artificial leg. And the fact is that we need to walk so that people recognize something about our walk. Recognize that our walk is with God. And if we walk in the light, John says, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Do you see, the walk in the light means that we can see each other and we can share with each other, and Christ lives in us and we have that bond of love that holds us together and we support each other. And so we walk in the light of God's word. You know, there's so much that we can learn from the scriptures. So much that we need to understand. And about the way in which we walk, I'm not going to just talk about walking in the light, but that's where I want us to begin. I want us, over the next couple of weeks, to think about the walk that we take. The psalmist says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. You see, we need to look at the word of God. His word reveals the truth to us, shows us the way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. So that we can see where to go, that we can follow the light. We can walk in the way in which he expects us to. God is light. Walk in the light as he is in the light. If we have claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. You see, there's a contrast. The, that sometimes we walk in darkness because we have not allowed God's light to shine, to show us the way. If we are to be a people who are going to be effective for Christ, we need to walk as he walked. We need to walk in the light of his word. We need to be aware of what his word teaches about life, about the way in which we should be. And it's as we focus on the cross and we recognize his love for us, and because of his death on the cross, and because of his burial and his resurrection, we have hope. Because he has ascended, he has gone to prepare a place for us that one day we too can go to be with him. But until that time, we walk by faith, not by sight. Sometimes we can't see clearly the way ahead, but sometimes we need to, as it were, come through that tunnel of darkness, and in the distance you see that light. And as you get towards the entrance to that light, the light gets bigger, and then until you enter into the light, what a difference that makes. If we really understood the light of God showing us who we are, revealing to us who we should be, we will be a different people. I recognize my own failings. I recognize my own weaknesses. And I know I'm far from perfect. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, says, "Be careful how you walk. Be careful how you walk." One of the things I'm always saying to people in the nursing home is, be careful how you walk. If you've got a walker, make sure you use it. Be careful how you walk. As wise. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Be careful how you walk. I want to just bring you some phrases that we find in the scriptures about the walk. We walk in truth. We walk in the Spirit. God's Spirit within us moves us, and we walk in love, as wise, not as unwise. We walk willingly. We walk in him, in wisdom, in newness of life, by faith. Let us walk in the light. You know, it is something that we need to realize, that how we walk speaks louder than what we say. How we walk in Christ speaks volumes. And sometimes, because of what we say, our walk, we stumble because we're not focused on who we should be or on the one who is leading us. The light, so important to us. David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So we do not walk alone. Let's walk with God from this day on. His helping hand. You know, he is available to us. I say, one of the things I often say to people in the nursing home is, when you walk, be sure that you walk with the walker. You have that help to help you to steady yourself, to make sure that you are able to move on. And it's wise. But we need to recognize that God is available to us to help us to walk. We do not need to be on our own. We know that He is with us. We know He will help us to walk. And by our walk, people will see that we are those who are following one who brings hope. Walk in the light. So much I could say about the light, but you know. You just stop and think about all the things that we do, all the things that we depend upon for light. There would be no growth if there was no light. We would have no food if there was no light. Light is essential to growth. Sunlight is important for us. Sometimes we have to take vitamins because we don't get enough daylight. We need to walk in the light as He is in the light. May God help us to show that we are walking with Him. He is leading us. You know, when the children were small, one of the things that we had to do with one was we had to put a little thing around the hand so that he didn't run off, because he was prone to wandering off. And we had to make sure he didn't put himself in danger. We know God loves us. We've had that reminder this morning. As we understand, as we focus on what He has done for us, let us learn the walk. I have to smile. My memory takes me back to school days. And school days, weekends were always work. Saturday was work, because my father had his own business and we had to help out. But one day at school, I was not very athletic, but there was the amateur athletic school competition coming up locally. And I discovered that I'd been entered in one of the events. It was the walking race. Now, I don't know whether you ever know the difference between a walking race and a running race, but you have to make sure that your heel touches the ground before you... It's a particular walk. It's funny to walk, to watch. Needless to say, I didn't enter. My parents wouldn't let me. Whew. But let us learn to walk like Him. Let's be more like Him and learn the walk. There are different moves. There are different things that we need to be aware of. But let us walk beginning in the light as He is in the light. Now let's sing together. Number 711. Savior, again to Thy dear name we raise. With one accord, our parting hymn of praise. We give you thanks before our worship cease, and now departing, wait your word of peace. We'll stand to sing.
Save your dear name, we raise. With one accord, our parting hymn of praise.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what it teaches us. Lord, help us to walk in the light as you are in the light. Bless us as we go from here. May we, during this week, recognize that people are watching as we walk. Lord, help us to display those characteristics that show that we are filled with your Spirit, that the fruit of the Spirit be evident in our lives, and let us shine for you. We pray that we might each know your blessing, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen.